Yasmin.
I'm the
Brandela.
Hi, Brandon. Has it come on
Hey.
yet?
Okay. Are y'all having bad weather over there?
Do what?
Are you having bad weather?
No. It rained for about an hour pretty hard, but it stopped. But the report is that it's going to start around midnight to 1 o'clock and
must be passing over towards you, because right now, I mean, it's pouring down rain.
And well, that's what it was doing that when we were having the conference call, and it rained hard.
Yeah, that's what it's doing, and it's lightning. Mm-hmm. And it's thundering, and every time it thunders, the dog barks at it.
Yeah.
But most of everybody here, well, most of the little doggies are asleep. Ooh.
You're breaking up. I don't know what you said.
I said, did you eat your ice cream?
I sure did.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi. I went ahead and had a piece of sweet potato pie.
Oh, well, good.
It was good. And I had an enchilada casserole. One of those dishes.
I stuffed 4 bell peppers today. In the slow cooker. They came out so good. I've decided that's what I'm going to do for y'all. No, it was easy. That's why I tried it. I said, I'm going to start using the slow cooker like I used to when I worked.
Well, there is a lot of benefit to it.
Mm-hmm.
I am just so sleepy today.
I think it's a rainy, you know, the rainy weather.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still raining at your house?
Oh, yeah. It's lightning.
It rained here for about an hour really hard from, oh, gosh, let's say 6:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And although I got a message on my new phone that said lightning was 15 minutes away. You know, you can download the app for KBLC weather report.
Our flood alert just went off on my phone, letting us know we're still in a flood flash warning, I guess.
Well, it looks like it's moving fast, but it's not going to make landfall until midnight or 1. So
yeah.
I don't know what this is because it hasn't been that bad in New Orleans, although the TV sounds like it's bad. But my grandson said that it wasn't flooding.
Mm-hmm.
It had rained a lot that morning, but it wasn't flooding. And for New Orleans, that's something, you know. So
I talked to some relatives in Kaplan, and they said it hadn't rained that much over there either.
Mm-hmm.
It's pouring down here right now, though.
Yeah, I think it moved from us and is going west, so it's hitting y'all now.
Probably.
But I don't think it's not going to last. If it does like us, it'll just be about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's going to start again, I don't know. But, you know,
The wind's kicking up wrong a lot of the time, so
and I feel like the angel's doing what we told it to do. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't tell the angel to do it. We asked Hashem to tell the angel to do it. I have to watch my words. You know,
I hear you.
Okay. Lily. She thinks she's trying to get it.
Oh, man.
She's the littlest.
Your dog's name is Lily?
Lily.
Mine is Sue. I have a Lily, too. A chihuahua.
You have a chihuahua?
A chihuahua, yeah.
Yeah, that's what mine is.
Okay. What a coincidence. Both Lilies.
Both Lilies.
And my daughter's got a little beagle. My daughter's got a beagle, and her name's Lily, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and she likes to bark. She likes to bark, too.
Well, this one is what?
But it's not a dog. She's a little girl that's about 4 years old at the synagogue who, I don't know, we just make eyes at each other. And she came dressed as a princess, I guess Queen Esther, but she didn't have a crown.
Oh.
So I found her crown and I brought it to her, and since that day she's my little girl all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she fell asleep again. He had too much time after class.
Maybe it was just relief he didn't have to tackle Benko this week. I'm going to stop right there. That's a joke. Okay. Did y'all get my message?
Yeah.
Be sure y'all read that article. Because I don't think we've been aware when we say, oh, you know, how bad things are and America's changing, you know. I mean, I didn't see it as watching horror, so.
Yeah, I did. I read it this afternoon. It was a pretty powerful message.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he ain't coming home.
Is he coming?
Y'all want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Okay. You know, we were in New Orleans last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And after we had dinner, I was just looking so forward to going back to the hotel so that I could catch the Zohar class. And usually after we have dinner, that's it. You know, we'll go back to the hotel room. Well, they wanted to go. They wanted to take us to this Italian restaurant, you know, because our family being Italian and the two grandsons, you know. So we go to this little Italian ice cream parlor. And I'm sitting there thinking, tiramisu is my favorite. You know that, Brandy. You know how that's my favorite Italian dessert.
Tiramisu, yeah.
Okay. I want to be in the hotel room so I can listen to the Zohar class. But I'm having to sit in this Italian restaurant and eat tiramisu, my favorite Italian dessert.
Oh, you were really in pain, weren't you?
Is that a paradox?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We thought maybe you had an extra piece of pie and fell asleep.
Well, I did fall asleep, and I woke up just in time to be almost late, or to be late all day.
We entertained ourselves.
That I could tell from the laughter I heard as I came out. You going to fill me in on the jokes?
Well, I guess I'm the one that told it, so I guess I can repeat it. You know, last weekend we went to New Orleans, and I was really looking forward to after we had dinner that we would go back to the hotel, which is what we always do, so that way I could connect to the Zohar class. Well, the two grandsons decided, who live in New Orleans, they wanted to take us to this Italian ice cream shop. And, you know, with Tony being Italian, and of course they are as well, you know. So here I am in this Italian restaurant, eating my favorite Italian dessert, which was tiramisu, wishing I could be at the hotel, listening, you know, being part of the Zohar class. And I just thought that was really funny. I mean, that's so
well, you know, the Zohar can be read in Italian if you want.
Yeah. That was the tiramisu that was so good. That was a hard decision. Tiramisu or Zohar.
But I had to have Brandy listen to it because she's made me tiramisu before. She knows how much I like it. But I just thought, sitting at that little chair, you know how they have the little chairs and table that are so cute, you know, and I'm thinking, I want to be in the hotel room to be part of the Zohar class, but I'm getting to sit here with my family and eat my favorite Italian dessert. So,
well, that would just be too much. That would be too great.
Oh, well, okay.
All right. So who has a question tonight?
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
I made a mistake, but I'm fixing to correct it. We're going to have another total eclipse of the sun in August, which when I calculated that first time, I thought it was on Elul the 3rd, but it's not. It's actually on Av the 29th.
Okay, I'm not sure if I understood what you said. Can I ask you to repeat it?
Yes. There's going to be a total eclipse in August. And it's going to be on Av the 29th. or August the 21st. And what I had, I just wanted to know what was the significance of it, you know, having it like a totally clip. And when I went back and I looked it up, there were a lot of significant numbers that came up, that if this eclipse is actually in a series of 77 eclipses that are going to happen over the years. And this one, and it's called, it's in a series of 145 is what it is. And this is number 22 out of 77. I thought that was significant.
And the 77 is over how many actual years?
I don't know.
Well, to start the answer, there are many ways to understand the significance of an eclipse. So is this a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse?
Solar.
It's of the sun. The moon is going to eclipse the sun.
Okay.
And they're actually, it said in one of the articles I read that, you know, we always talk about the sun and the moon being equal at one time. Well, it said that it's going to appear that the sun and the moon are the same size. The moon might be a little bigger.
And what area, do you know what area of the world it will be an eclipse?
Yeah, let me get my paper here. It's going to be where we can see it here in the United States.
All of the United States or just part of the United States?
Just part of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Which part?
Well, I'm not a very good note taker. It said from the Pacific to the Atlantic. It would do a crossing. It would be the first pass of a totality crossing for the U.S. from the Pacific to the Atlantic since 1776.
Are we still connected?
I guess.
Okay. I heard a click, so I thought maybe I got bumped off.
It said it's the first total solar eclipse in the continental U.S. in 38 years.
Well, Brandy, I dropped my phone and it disconnected, so I didn't hear all of your answer. So rather than have you repeat that, because I'm sure there's a lot of details that I'm really not going to answer. Because one way of understanding a solar eclipse is that the sun represents Edom, the nation of Edom, and the moon represents the children of Israel. And so when the moon eclipses the sun, it's an indication that the children of Israel are going to prevail over the children of Edom. Now, the question then needs to be asked, are you talking about the 2 or 3 hours that the moon will be in front of the sun? Or are you talking about from that point on that it's an indication that the children of Israel are going to be in ascendance? That's one way of understanding a solar eclipse. another way of understanding a solar eclipse is just on a straight physical level. It's announcing a transition of time. It's changing the astrological influences on different nations. And so which nations are going to be able to see the eclipse? Because the whole world isn't able to see the eclipse. Certainly if you're going in front of the sun, if the moon is going in front of the sun, that doesn't take place at night. So half of the world isn't affected at all. So generally speaking, there are a lot of ways to understand a specific solar eclipse. Then on the other side, you have lots of stories about the solar eclipses. As in the blood moons, there were four blood moons that were going to be very significant. And one of them was this past Rosh Hashanah. But the world did not truly change, unless you want to consider the upscale or upset expectation of the political event in November, based on the fourth moon that was in September. You know, people are going to determine in their own mind what is the meaning of a astrological event like a solar eclipse. And consciousness prevails. What you think it's going to mean, it's going to mean. Now, the 29th of Av is literally just, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. Because usually Elul has 2 days, which would be the 30th and the 1st. But it's also possible that the 29th is the last day of Av. I haven't looked at the calendar to see.
Yeah, I have one. Let's see.
You have one. You can answer the question.
There's one more day. There's the 30th.
And Rosh Chodesh Elul is 2 days or 1 day?
Two days. It says Rosh Chodesh of the 30th, and Elul 1 is Rosh Chodesh.
Okay, so there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and Elul. So what you could be is determining that it's announcing and reinforcing the understanding of Teshuvah. And I'll just give you one hint about the year 5778, because I haven't completed my analysis. But what occurs to me very quickly, if you substitute an ayin or an aleph for the ayin, then 5778 represents the idea of brotherhood. Because Aleph Chet is brothers. But because you have to substitute a letter, it means that the brotherhood, that energy of brothers, is being concealed. So you have to work at being brothers. And that is very possible that the solar eclipse is announcing a reinforcing of the idea of the unity of the children of Israel, which would then if they achieve it, then the children of Israel will overcome the children of Edom, which is what the end times has been describing. So it all depends on your consciousness. And there will be other people who will perceive the solar eclipse in a totally different way. So is there something that you can determine how it will impact you? Would require you to do a full astrological analysis, taking into account that moment of the solar eclipse and how it impacts your chart. So you're looking for, your question implies a hint or looking for a blanket, what does it mean? It means what you think it will mean. Will it have meaning to many more people, to groups of people, to nations? As I said, the moon represents the children of Israel. The sun represents the children of Edom. Is it an announcement that the transition is taking place? That's what they said about the four blood moons. And we really didn't see a major transition. So the best thing to do is appreciate the wonder of Hashem, the awe of Hashem, that He created these astrological and astronomical bodies, and that He put them into sequences that have awesome, amazing properties. And go about living your life knowing that what you are to do is to do teshuvah. Because that's the timing of this particular solar eclipse. Any other questions? Sounds like I've just put everybody in speechless for some reason.
Well, I was trying to think back when I first got my computer, which I think was a computer that you could get online with anyway. Not very many had a computer, but I don't remember what constellation I was looking at. It had something to do with the wolf. And I knew, there was a website, and he was not Jewish, but you would have thought he was. So I suppose he was Messianic. I haven't looked at his site since that time, probably. I don't remember going back to it. But anyway, I do remember one thing, and that was that he made the comment that in one of his articles that a solar eclipse was a message to the nations and a lunar eclipse was a message to Israel, which basically is almost what you said from the beginning. That's why I didn't say anything at the beginning. I hesitated to say anything because you were starting to answer. But that's the one thing I remember about solar and
lunar eclipses.
Right. There was also a phenomenon that made the moon and the sun look like a wedding ring. And I remember I was trying to look to see what was the significance of that. And like last full moon was supposed to be a strawberry moon. Well, I made it a point to go look at the moon. Well, it was full and it was bright, but it wasn't a strawberry. So it definitely wasn't over our area.
Well, the blood moons were they were difficult to understand what they are and to actually see them in that context. There were pictures taken in the areas where they were blood moons, and you could visualize them. But always remember, if it's not in an area where you could see an eclipse, it's not affecting the people of that area.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's in an area that you can see an eclipse, it is affecting the people of that area. But if you choose not to look at it, just like the same thing with a rainbow, if there's a rainbow in your area, but you didn't see it, it means that it wasn't a wake-up call for you. It wasn't giving you that information. Any other questions? I hope everyone has a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you.
Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a advanced reincarnation class, and at 7 o'clock, a Velvet class. Shalom to all.
Okay, shalom. Good night.
Good night.